This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A new study shows that the sense of smell is most important sense when it comes to attraction for ladies. Females are attracted to males by odor more than anything else, believe it or not. So if your teenage daughter is going out on a date tonight, make sure she wears a nose plug.
I think that we kind of discussed a little bit about this when we talked about that smell dating, where the people would just like wear a shirt and then everyone would smell the shirts and find out which ones belong to the person that they liked.
Yeah, yeah. Ladies like how men smell, and they ask the women if there's a great-looking guy with a little bit of body odor, okay? Or a real average-looking guy who smelled really good, which one would you pick?
I don't know if I would even trust them to know.
Well, I would like to know if the really cute guy had just finished working out, or does he always have that smell? That's what I would want to know.
Okay.
And the average-looking guy, because if he doesn't wear cologne,
He did have cologne on. That's what we're saying.
I understand that. But if he doesn't wear it, then he's still just going to be average looking. Not that that matters, because he probably has a really good personality and great taste in cologne.
I don't know what she said.
Okay. Well,
I think she tried to stay out of trouble.
I did.
Well, a lot of the women said they would pick the average looking guy that smells really good. So he's got to be smelling good most of the time.
You know, I think women say that, but, you know, until you're there, you don't know. The pheromones might kick in. Maybe the stinky guy sets off something in your primal brain and you, like, go crazy for him, even though you wouldn't think that you would.
And what if the stinky guy's rich?
The smell of money outweighs all the other smells, Kato.
Really smells good to me. Yeah, you can take a shower. You can afford to.
You know what? And I was thinking, if the role reversal here, if she was really drop-dead gorgeous, and, you know, does it matter? Can you suffer through that because she's so hot? Like, let's say she smells like cooked cabbage, all right? But, she's drop-dead gorgeous.
I think it's short term you would put up with it, but long term you would be like, I'm tired of this cabbage woman.
And if you threw in corned beef and cabbage, that would help.
Okay. I'd be better.
Well, let's say she smells like a fresh horse manure truck, okay? But she's drop dead gorgeous.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
No.
No. Did I answer right?
Yeah. That's good.
I said yes. So
depends on the situation.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Let me paint it this way, okay? She is drop-dead gorgeous, and she smells like Heidi's breakfast that she puts in the microwave every morning here.
That's workable. That's gone in about 5 minutes.
But not if she smells like that all the time. I wouldn't do with that. Now, I do think, again, it's a short-term versus long-term, because you'll go out with a girl with nasty breath a few times just because you're like, look how hot she is, but you don't want to marry her.
Well, and you'll get her some Listerine or somehow, like, buy some Tic Tacs.
Always offer her a mint.
Well, you'll think, you know, the first time you're like, oh, she just doesn't know. Second time you're like, you know what? Maybe there's something to this. And then third time you're like, okay, she just has bad breath all the time.
Do you tell her on the fourth time?
I think what you do is you try to arrange ways for her to smell her own breath. Like you cup your hand over her mouth so that it blows back into her nose. Maybe that's not a good idea after all.
Lick your wrist.
You tell her to lick her wrist?
Yeah, well, everybody, you can lick your wrist.
I know, that's the way they say you can tell if you have bad breath or not. Yeah, lick it, and then you sniff it.
Oh, I was like, wow, you're being wild, Heidi. Lick that wrist, girl.
Come here, let me lick it.
Oh, look at did you see? She looked like she just ate a prune with the look on her face.
That's not bad.
Coffee breath. Yeah, but that's one way to tell. So you just tell her to lick her wrist.
Mine just smelled like a chicken biscuit and a Coke.
Hey, let me sniff it.
I could deal with that smell.
Tom, you're more attractive to me for some reason right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.